that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Look up, I forgot about the kids.
Yeah, man, we need
some mags again.
We need them
you
kids
got the candy necklace, them melted off.
I need them damn kids to calm down in the background. I don't like it.
Power Rangers.
Supposed to be getting ready for school. Damn, like the yellow ass is in the house, man.
Black I'm in the house doing that, so.
Jesus Christ. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Who's
Dave B?
All right, Dave was clear. Who the fuck are you again?
Moses.
Okay. I thought you sounded like hoses. You sound like you said hoses. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, we got
clear my voice.
It's episode 40.
Shaboobie.
40 Shaboobie. You stupid. Yeah, we got cousin Nora in this bitch with us.
What's up? Honored to be here on the episode 40.
Why are you honored?
I mean, because y'all my cousins. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, for real, y'all my younger cousins. So, like, I done watched y'all grow up. So, to see y'all doing something and then here it is, episode 40. You got your following. Like, that's something to be honored for. Like, we in the hood where we can't be honored for each other. It's funny, though.
I'm very
because it's like, you feel what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's something to be funny, but it's from some real shit from the heart. Like,
but you ain't got to be honored because you come chill with us and that's just
real, though. Like, y'all doing something positive. Like, it ain't like y'all out here not doing nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Is it positive?
I mean, it's positive enough.
Sipping dirty water.
It don't matter, y'all. Right? At least I know where y'all at every week. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like I can hear y'all voice every. You feel what I'm saying? Like
every Thursday, fuck with us.
Yeah. So
like you feel like we around.
That's a blessing. You feel what I'm saying? Yes.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. So I appreciate
you
y'all.
You ain't gotta be honest.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting the people know. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
we ain't crying right now.
What's crazy? We ain't even.
I don't know about all that right there now.
Make you a little tear out of sometime.
What's crazy? We ain't even expect you. Like you just come to chill with us. So we was like, yeah, you know what? You want a microphone? Fuck it, let's do it.
This is happening.
Love
so.
You guys.
You know what?
Come on,
fuck y'all niggas. How about that? How about that?
Love you guys.
Okay, man. I'm crying for
you guys. Love y'all. Fuck y'all niggas.
You already know we gotta talk. We gotta loosen you up a little bit.
Yeah. Good now.
Yeah, you know got that saying? Out the way now.
Cry.
Yeah.
Yo, what I cry right now. We good?
Yeah, we good. You ain't got good.
Nah, I ain't got time, man. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, well, we didn't have that. You stupid. We didn't have a fucking episode last week. Fucking this goddamn MacBook.
We got one this week, though.
So the fucking Everclear, man. I hate it.
No more shots.
Yeah, man. I fucking hate that Everclear, man.
Yeah, I ain't never had that.
Yeah, you know, you want a shot of it right real quick?
You don't
We got something real quick if you want it.
You don't want it.
You want a shot of it?
You can set it on fire, cuz.
That's a
look,
fact.
Look, I ain't, listen.
That shit touches your soul.
Yeah. I'm trying to leave my soul
shots.
Where it's at.
You know what I'm saying?
And I can't drink like that, you know.
They put it around your forehead shots. When you get a haircut.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
yo,
no,
I hate Dave,
that.
Man. I swear.
Yeah. For real, it's aftershave.
Well, it damn sure fried the fucking MacBook, cuz shit don't. I can't use it unless I plug it in now. Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Spill fucking CJ. CJ don't need no more Everclear, man.
Nigga, you just need to stop spilling drinks.
That was your fault.
How many drinks have you think I spilled?
Yeah, you like
you was
40,
about to spill
you
another
like
40 one.
40 for 40.
I mean, have you
done? I'm like, fuck.
You do one every episode?
Damn near. Mm-hmm.
Yo,
yeah,
I'm 100% at the line for that.
I mean, like,
damn.
Yeah,
no,
today.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, he almost did it again.
Yeah, I saw
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was close close call.
These niggas snitching. These niggas snitching.
But he be doing it so light, he still be smiling. That's what I like about it. He don't never say fuck.
He was
fuck.
So smooth with like, it. Yeah, he didn't even care. Like,
I spewed it.
Fuck it.
I like it.
So the computer shut down.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he just turned to the whole, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. I got sober real quick. I got sober real fucking
sound
quick
like
about that
Busta
shit.
Rhymes with the rhino neck.
Here you go, nigga.
Consort me.
Here this nigga go, Dave.
Rapper.
Yeah, yeah, I like
swear
it.
To God, man.
He go hard.
Him and Young Buck.
Yeah.
No. Young Buck done fell off. He bucking back at the wrong
things. You go.
He's bucking back at the wrong things.
Hey, guys, well, Seattle was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Seattle was nice.
What you go out there and eat?
Salmon.
Fish.
Lobster. Salmon. Went to an Italian spot. That was really good. Right there in Renton.
So you went out there and picked the lobster? Picked it out?
No, I definitely didn't. I did not.
Yo, that's what I want.
No, I definitely did not do that.
Have it on my plate.
Was the seafood better?
I would say yes. He even took me to a seafood spot where the shit was you order by the pounds and shit like that, like crab legs, crawfish and all that, and then you know, corn and potatoes and all that. Basically like straight drop or whatever, but they come all in a bag.
Mm.
And you just bust the bag open, all that shit.
Oh,
you just,
I seen that.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's all
right
steep. Oh my
God. I seen that on
Jesus Christ.
Black King Compton.
What?
I seen they did that on Black Ink Compton. Go ahead.
What the fuck is Black Ink Compton?
Don't worry about it. We ain't
I want to worry about it. I ain't know nothing about no Black Ink Compton.
It's tough right now.
Mm.
Need to watch.
Well, yeah, that man, that shit was delicious.
Yeah, they got a fish spot in Harlem. Is like that, too.
Fish spot in Harlem.
Yeah, I mean.
And me and Fats, we worked on a song. Hopefully drop the shit soon. I don't know. I ain't rapping. Put the beat together.
I heard you trying to rap.
I did try, but I said I don't want to do that.
Because nah, I don't want you to be another Drake.
Nah, I just want to put it together and put it out and leave
you
it.
You just need some.
Oh, you feel like he more like a singing type?
He be trying to do that sometimes.
I mean, he got a little.
Look
tune.
How
he
talk.
He got a little tune.
Look how he talk. How close he on the mic. Anybody that close up on the mic like to sing?
Yo,
to
not.
You know
yo, pause, my nigga.
No, not like that. Like,
I can't tell the way you fucking said it, nigga.
You on the mic? I'm just saying professionally, like, come on now. Come down, my man.
See, I can't see you as no Drake type.
Yo, look, Nora, look, cuz Nora, listen. This all they do. Look, okay. Cuz, this all they do. They just come to the podcast.
Yeah, like, I noticed that.
And just joke on me.
I noticed that.
And just pick on me and just treat me like pure shit.
I mean,
and we supposed to be fucking family.
So Drake is not hard a little bit?
I don't give a fuck about that, my nigga.
I mean, Drake is hard, but I just can't see him being like a...
Definitely.
Like,
not.
Is that a compliment? Like,
I don't feel like it's a compliment.
Who's like
to me.
Skinny rapper? Right? Oh, like Jay-Z, I guess.
Shut the who's fuck like up, Moses. Like, yo, beat it with that shit.
Fly guy. You want to be fly guy?
I don't want to be. I want to be Lex. How about that? Yeah, can I just be Lex?
Yo, that's what I'm talking about.
Can I just be Lex from Dirty
that's
Water
what
Podcast,
I'm
my
about.
Nigga? Jesus.
Be Christ. Yourself.
Fly guy. Whatever, man. So, cuz. How are you, man?
The backwoods.
I'm doing well.
How
doing
you been,
well.
Man?
I've been doing well.
All right. How's life?
Life has been treating me wonderfully. Like, you know, I had my surgery.
Right.
In March.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well. Right.
Got this rare disease out of nowhere. My brain thinks I got a tumor. So it builds up fluid on my brain like I got a tumor. So it, like, builds the fluid. I was going through a whole bunch of spinal taps, medication. Doctors was like, surgery was the best option. So now I got like a shunt in my head. And basically it drains the fluid from my brain down to my into my stomach naturally. Prayerfully it'll be in there forever. Just going blind a little bit. So it's keeping me from doing that.
God bless.
God bless with.
God bless.
Jesus.
100% from the VA not too long ago. So,
hey, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Hey, cut the check.
What?
cut the check. Cut the check.
So, I mean, it's crazy because it's like, I look at it as a blessing, but at the same time, I'm scared of it because it's like, that's major. Like, I want to be here to be able to enjoy it. You feel what I'm saying?
Is that first time you ever been scared in your life?
Oh.
To that point, yeah.
It was crazy because it was the surgery was the day before my son's 7th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And so what I kept telling my fiance is I didn't want to. I was more afraid of dying and putting that on him before his birthday and traumatizing his birthday.
Right.
With the fact that every year on my birthday, my mom died in this surgery. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, that's what I was thinking about. But, I mean, that was the first time that, like, it made me more religious with myself. Like, the church, it guides you so far. But then at the same time, you start to see it's corrupt, especially with me. I mean, I'm a lesbian, so so you know they don't like me. So, but at the same time, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
So it's like y'all don't gotta like me because I know who love me. So that's what got
me.
That's way more important.
If you're a stronger person, you know what you're about. Like you straight. Not like not gonna understand that too, but not every church is like that.
Yeah, so, not all of them like that, but the majority.
But most, majority of them. And most of them is just jealous too of anybody.
Like, yeah, and they're not living their truth.
Yeah.
They're sitting there, they're just as that's fake what they're as there the for, most.
Like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. They want to, now I got,
But that's judging, though. That's
they come there, some people, don't get it twisted, come there for the wrong reasons.
Some come there just to judge, just to see who's not there. Like, that's not your business, who's not there.
But you might still get your blessing there going there because you know what I understand? Like, it's haters everywhere. That's you got to understand. Haters everywhere.
I mean, that's like, I paid tithes when I first got my money to my uncle's church. Because his church, I know, is a pretty good church. Then I decided to spend like $100 on school supplies for somebody else's kids. I'd rather have put that money out in the community.
Right.
Than to put it into a church that I knew might not, you feel what I'm saying? Right. So, like, I really had did it like that, and I feel like God know my heart.
Yeah.
So, that's me paying tithes also. So, that's just me.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's the best way to pay tithes is just do it through your heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to, because I feel like I don't have to go to church. I just got to do the right thing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I ain't even going to front. I feel like that, too. I feel like.
Yeah.
As long as I build that relationship with myself, like, I can't go in no building and have no man stand in front of me and tell me something.
Tell me, right, yeah.
Like, all you doing, you reading words just like I'm reading words. How you going to tell me how to interpret what you interpreting?
Yeah.
Then you picking and choosing what you want to read.
Yeah.
Well, then how I know everything that's wrote is real. See, that's getting too deep.
We ain't gonna do that.
So yeah,
this nigga Moses is real touchy about his
Jesus. I know Moses, so that's why I ain't wanna do that. But I know this nigga right here legs.
It's not that I know. It's not that getting mad about. No.
No, don't get upset about it.
No.
Nah, man. Because
it's no.
he loves that.
Shit.
There's so many different levels to it, though. It's crazy.
About to flip this fucking table.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to do that.
Talk about my Jesus.
No, sir.
You better not flip this goddamn table. You better not flip this goddamn table. You know how sensitive that power cord is right now, nigga? You better not.
She's talking about corrupt churches.
No. We talking shit, bro.
It is out there. Like,
I mean, they got different versions of the same Bible. So, like, you just got to be realistic. You know what I'm saying?
Like, even though I believe in God, it's still some questions. Where did y'all get this information from? Always,
we know
nobody. Nobody know. Really has the real facts of the proof.
Do y'all believe in heaven and hell?
We know where we got it from. The fucking white man. They told us that.
Yeah,
shit. Where they get it from? Yeah, it don't matter because we got it from them, and them niggas is liars from the jump.
Everybody liars.
That's what I'm saying though, but they came here.
No, I'm just saying. I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Lied to us.
On purpose. You know what
I mean? So whatever they taught us, it ain't true at all. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Them it's niggas told us that shit. Shit's made up.
Yeah.
Do y'all believe in heaven and hell?
Especially they was using it to hold us captive
and divide and kill. Yeah, exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? They using that same word to hold us captives as slaves, and it's like, so you not coming to what he's saying, heaven and hell. So you not going to hell. but you treating us like dogs, but we going to hell just for being brown? Yeah. Like, come on, cuz. That come don't on. Even make no sense. Really. Yeah.
Do y'all believe in heaven and hell?
I mean,
Yeah,
it gives you a sense of peace, yeah. Especially like when people pass on. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you ever been in a situation and you just felt like you was about to do something and somebody you know that's passed on kind of like come to you, or you hear their voice?
Yeah.
You gotta feel like that spirit was somewhere. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you, in your mind, you want to feel like maybe they was in heaven. Hopefully they won't in hell, but if they was in hell, don't come back talking to me. But
might have came up and said, yo, nigga, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want, I mean, yeah, it might just told cool you that real quick here. And then went back down there. You never know. But I mean, even if that's the case, though, you still got to believe it somewhere.
Yeah,
right. It won't just floating in the atmosphere until you needed it.
Moses?
Like,
really, yeah. You say you believe in heaven and hell?
Yeah.
You think when you pass on, that's
afterlife?
Yeah, that's right.
I believe you just turn to a rock somewhere.
Turn to an animal.
Yeah, a fucking tree in the woods.
Nah, I believe in heaven and hell. I believe in heaven, but shit, you can have hell down here on earth.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Honestly, when they talking about hell, like, I feel like we on hell, but it's more to what they saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you giving up, I feel like that's hell. You know what I'm saying? Suicide is hell. I feel like it's a lot of people that did that. A lot of my cousins did, and I hate it. But you know what I'm saying? It's just
God bless.
It's different.
God bless.
Yeah, it's different with it. But heaven hell is crazy. Like, it's hell here. Yeah. Look at what shit be going on. We getting fucking killed. Nobody's helping. You know what I'm saying? Jobs ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up in Fayetteville, nigga.
It can always be worse.
That's it can always be worse, but before us, it was real hell. Like, niggas was getting beat up, sprayed on. You know what I'm saying? Dogs bitten on them. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't
that's
no
hell.
Better, man. You can't get stopped in certain cities. I mean, you gotta be careful.
It's
where
just
you
like,
at,
like
you
getting
like,
shot by the police now, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for real,
nigga, we been getting shot by the police.
Been getting shot.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Like, it sounds like you were saying it was making it's getting a little better. I don't feel like it's getting better.
It's getting a little bit more better, but shit, I'm saying it was worse back then. But like, it's still worse now. Like, it's
I don't think so.
It's been worse now. But we understand. Like, we just now seeing the shit.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's so bad now because we can't even be around each other. Like, look at this. Look at the thing of Popeyes, man. Everybody fighting.
Yo, fuck that chicken sandwich, man. Let me tell you that one time. Fuck that steroid chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not eating that, yo. I mean, I'm not going to that life for that. But I feel what you're saying, though.
It's a different mindset back then. Like, I feel like, like, we don't got that togetherness like everybody else do.
No, we don't. We don't have that community together.
Like, other cultures got that togetherness no matter what. Like, I don't care what you did. Yo, come here and get you something to eat. nigga, the felonies, nah, have him outside.
And it's crazy.
Don't fucking have him in. You know what I'm saying?
When you try to do that, that's then you know you don't get robbed. Then it's like, damn, now they done, that
you
one person
so
put
like,
a bad name. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
it's, so it's like, make us harder to trust. Like, it's, it used to be honor back then. Like, back in the day in the black communities, they all their own neighborhoods where
and
they wouldn't even have to lock the doors. You know what I'm saying? Own black businesses and stuff you can eat at. It was nice, but now, like, you can't see that really now.
That's
if you
what,
do,
that
it's
was
always
their agenda,
put
though.
Liquor spots now. You know what I'm saying?
That's why they do that.
Yeah. Fucking us up.
Yeah.
Yo, Dave, you believe in heaven or hell?
I am fucking pissed now.
Yeah, Dave gonna talk for a minute.
Dave's gonna talk forever. Right.
I hate this nigga Dave.
I swear to God.
I
mean, I think if you, like Cuz said, it gives you some type of, you know, some type of guidelines to live by. You know what I mean? You don't want to be out here running around just doing whatever the fuck you want to do without no consequences. I don't know what type. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that's out here running around doing shit.
All kind of fucked up shit, nigga.
Yeah, that just don't even think about
all kind of fucked up shit.
You know what I mean?
I know some of these people. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
They,
it's wild out here. It's wild out here, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? They on that 50 cent shit. I'm in hell. I'm in the fucking basement, nigga.
Shout out to the Ville. I'm going to
get caught if I won't fucking with you. Get caught.
But, you know, I do. I mean, I don't know how bad hell is.
Shaboobie.
I don't know how good heaven is.
Mm.
But if I can't do everything what I go. Want, and I can't.
Everything.
Go ahead, talk
everything
to
go.
I like to get high. But maybe in heaven that you don't, I might not have the urge to get high in heaven. But down here, I like to get high. Now, if God let me spark it up, I know he got some fire.
No, he got some fire, nigga.
You know
no,
he mean? Got some fire. And we lit. But if I got to go take a little trip, take a little elevator ride down the back steps, go see my cousin down
He's not going to let you do that.
I mean, no, I don't listen, think that's how that works.
God is not.
Yeah, you know. You don't but, know.
But I mean, at the same token,
God is not
I feel what
you're
saying, because the things I like
to
do down here.
I'll go
down
and see my cousin real quick, because I know he got the fire downstairs.
God ain't doing it, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't think you want to go down there.
I don't even know if he going to really let me up there, but I'll still pray to him. Right. I ain't even going to front. I prayed to him for my girl, and I got her. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, because he know me. Well, I'm going to sit here and try to be somebody I'm not.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I can't be fake to him. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? He knew exactly who I was when he made me. He knew what I was going to go through. Yeah. So, while I'm going through this, allow for me at least to be happy.
That's how I know he got the fire.
Yeah.
It gotta do nothing.
But think it's crazy because, like you were saying, people go out here, they do crazy stuff.
They do whatever.
Stuff come back to me. Like, I don't know if it come back to other people, but that karma or what goes around comes around.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. And it don't take too much long. And it don't take too much. It could just be a little something and be like, damn. Because I was doing this to somebody, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I start looking like maybe I should put more good out there, like put a positive energy, because not everybody is religious,
right?
But they're spiritual, so you gotta put that positive energy out there. You keep doing negative things gonna happen to you,
right?
That, I mean,
I'm gonna say I don't believe in heaven or hell. I just believe in just doing the right thing, and whatever the right thing is.
I ain't gonna go there with you.
You know I ain't shit. Though.
I ain't gonna go there. I ain't gonna say that.
I
know you don't really believe in Jesus though, right?
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, I feel you.
I know. Like it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, that's a fictional character. But I mean, whoever does,
you believe in stars.
Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like science.
Mm-hmm. Like you on some Tom Cruise shit.
This nigga had deep.
To see, like,
that's what he thought.
Yo, 10 years ago, I was your ape.
Like, that's why I do these
dragging
stunts.
My knuckles.
See what I'm talking
heard?
About? You see what I'm talking about?
I feel what you're saying. Do you believe in God?
That's what I do.
Why you with Jesus, peace?
But I mean, most religions believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus. But, like,
with a
Christian religion, you got to think about it like this. God was out here. He was in the Old Testament. He was so hateful.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I never read
then
the Bible
he had either. A son, Jesus, a piece of himself. He put a piece of himself out here and seeing what the world was like. That's when he had compassion. The New Testament told his son to come back home. That's why we pray to Jesus to get to him. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like all one person.
Mm.
So if you look at it that way, it just depends on how you look at it. But
at the same
token, they don't. They teach it their own way. You interpret it your own way. That's how I interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's real. I'm not.
I don't
go to church, but that's just me.
That's how I feel
about it.
I don't know about that story. I believe in a higher power, though. There's somebody up there. I don't know what the nigga name is. I call him God.
Right.
I mean, that's
what I like
to refer him as. Right. But all that extra story shit, you can miss me with that shit.
Mm.
I talked to somebody up there. He might show me a sign or somebody. You know what I mean? I don't know what his name is, but it is what it is.
You ever read the Bible?
The reason is we can't see God, nigga.
I told you.
Faint,
the Bible is fucking.
Can't even see Jesus.
The
nigga.
White man taught you that shit. Want to hear that shit?
You want to hear it, Dave?
Nah. And they told us that shit to keep us captive, like Cuz said. Mm. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what's so crazy.
We didn't believe in that shit back then. What the fuck was we believing in over there in Africa?
I guess that's when that ancestry stuff would come in place. You know
whatever
what I mean?
Whatever it was back then, those is my niggas. That's what I'm talking to. I don't know these niggas that they done
told. But then it's like, it's so many different tribes over there. Who we supposed to, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the ancestry.
Yeah, so then you do that, then I feel, I mean, down to you.
Hey, man, that's something to think about, though. Get money, feed your kids, man. Get money, feed your kids.
We Egypt people.
It's my religion.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we Egypt people, nigga. Fuck you talking about, Gold Chain.
I'm done with you, Moses, nigga. This nigga's flat. Yo, fuck that chicken sandwich. Yo.
Yeah, man, fuck that shit. Yo. That's ignorant.
You still talking about a fucking chicken sandwich.
I'm just saying, man.
Chicken sandwich is good, man.
Nah, I make
did you try it, Dave?
Sandwich. Nah, I didn't. I said it looks good.
I'm trying to.
You saying fuck
awesome
the chicken burger. Sandwich. Everything
awesome
is...
burger. The amazing burger.
No, impossible what? Burger.
I don't think it's worth sitting in line for an hour.
Oh, not for no chicken sandwich.
Nah,
it's gonna be there.
And then for you to get to the window for them to tell you that they ain't got no bread or something. Yeah. And you can't get no sense. No, I'm not about to do that.
Popeyes always be fucking slow as shit. Yeah. Anyway.
That's why.
And the service is not polite.
Yeah.
And then they got all them people in there. So you know they're gonna be extra on 10. Yeah, nah, I ain't got time for that. Fuck that chicken sandwich,
even though I'm gonna try it one day.
I'm just gonna try it eventually. Yeah, just once that die down.
You ain't getting me with the hype, man. Fuck that shit, man.
You ain't getting me with the hype, but I'm gonna try it one day. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you still a part of the hype.
2 months. Yeah.
I mean, I ain't
going
front. I want it, but I don't want it that bad.
But I stopped eating Chick-fil-A, so I don't really be eating all that shit. Oh, that's steroid chicken to me.
So what are you out here eating now? What's your diet like?
Man, my diet is like fucking. I'm a Negan. Right. Not quite vegan.
Exactly how that work.
All right, so
I eat lettuce and chicken.
I eat a lot of
with bacon fat.
Yeah,
as dressing. <Yeah. laughs> This nigga eats salad with bacon fat as dressing.
See what I deal with? Like, they don't even want me to let you. They don't even want me
nigga
to tell
eat
you.
Cucumbers and bacon bits.
Yeah. This nigga eat mini wheats with bacons on it.
It's delicious and healthy. I hate these niggas. I swear to God, I hate these niggas, man. These niggas, man.
Eating fruit roll-ups and gummy bears.
Fruit roll-ups and
pig gelatin.
That's all processed and shit. That's made out of pig fat. You ain't seen that?
Yeah,
gummy
bears,
yeah.
Gelatin
and all that shit.
Yeah. I don't eat none of that shit, man.
You already know.
I don't eat none of that bullshit.
Yeah, I seen you last night killing them gummy bears.
Killing them gummy bears.
Niggas just be making
this
up
so
narratives.
So delicious, man.
They just make up narratives on me, cuz. Like, they know
so,
damn
so
well
nah,
I don't
but
eat none
tell,
of that
tell
shit.
Me what this Negan diet is like. Like, not so vegan.
So you didn't have pork on the
this nigga
salmon.
Eat
chicken.
With steak juice on the same.
What kind, well, all right, so you don't eat it from a restaurant. You
Chipotle.
Okay.
Steroid. Yeah. It's all steroid chicken.
I'm not saying it ain't.
They use butter for the chicken.
I'm not saying it's not steroid chicken, nigga. Steroid chicken. But it's not no.
But they use
I'm
butter.
Not getting a whole big ass breast of this shit. Like,
nigga, you know yes, you is. It's cut up.
I was about to say,
but that breast is this big.
But I get more vegetables than anything.
My nigga, still, you still getting
I get more vegetables than vegetables.
Yeah, you know I mean, just when a little steroid is
fish,
the vegan diet. Because
fish, he's salmon
and
a lot.
How is it prepared? Like, is it fried?
What, the fish?
Yeah.
I usually get like grilled, some grilled shit, grilled salmon. Shit
you can
like
do
that.
Baked too, right?
Have you felt the difference?
I broiled the salmon.
Like you felt the difference with your health on the since you've been on
I
the
do,
diet?
I do actually, yeah. I don't be aching that, and I mean, shit. I be moving, I be more energized, I be, you know, and
I
have a lot of
different
I have,
diets help different people, so yeah.
And I have
about what you put in your body, you know?
I get a smoothie like every day, a lot of fruit and veggies and shit like that, you know what I mean? So I try to I done lost like 10 pounds.
Oh, that ain't bad. That's what's up.
Not intentional, but.
Understand.
Like, I hate these niggas.
DQ.
But I'm a Negan.
DQ. Like, I mean,
that nigga.
DQ and Hardee's. Shakes do not count, my nigga. I'm sick
of this. I mean, we don't want to talk about the in between. Don't do that.
I'm sick of niggas.
Nigga,
lying,
I do not go to no fucking
niggas
DQ,
getting
nigga.
Strawberries and shakes and talking about.
I don't get
I'm
shakes, my nigga.
No, nigga.
Shakes is dairy.
That's dairy. Yeah, I'm saying he don't eat no dairy.
So even when I get my burrito and shit, I don't get cheese.
What's out here? We got a juice bar.
I like what yeah, tropical, yeah, the tropical smoothie.
Yeah, I got the app.
Yeah, my girl got the app. She do the same thing. I mean, my fiance.
It.
I apologize.
We're healthy
what
out here,
what
nigga.
Else they got? They got the green tea.
I honestly don't know. They got all different type of smoothies.
It's all fruits and shit. But this nigga, this nigga put bacon fat around his smoothie.
Yeah,
shit.
Oh my god,
like a margarita.
With the salt.
What's up with you on this bacon fat, man? Are you still eating bacon?
Bacon bits. He did his cup in bacon bits.
It's blackened bacon.
What's the design on? I put a little
shit. Strawberry
black
kiwi.
Pepper on it. This is black pepper
That's
bacon.
Funny.
I hate these niggas.
And that is not quite Negan. Yeah. That's the Negan.
He's sliding them a note.
Understandable.
He's sliding them a note.
Now I see why it's Negan.
I'm a Negan.
That makes sense.
Y'all gonna miss me with that bacon shit because I don't
eat
no pork.
Let me get the swine juice smoothie.
I don't eat no pork. I don't eat no pork.
What you do, like turkey bacon?
Listen here.
Nah, I don't have no bacon.
Listen here. Last cookout. Okay. I watched somebody mix it
this
up
nigga got
with all different sides of juices. So you get out of here with I'm this vegan, okay?
I said I'm a Negan.
All right,
I didn't say
okay.
Vegan.
Don't get me started.
I didn't say
yeah,
whole
nah,
lot
you said
of
he
Lord.
A Negan.
Yeah,
I said
Negan.
Whole lot of Lord.
She asked me. I said Negan.
Oh Lord.
This thing, this thing got big and fat lip balm.
Just grease the lip, shine up the whole.
Bacon fat.
Bacon fat. I hate these niggas, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
So it's like
you
a constant
Vaseline
roast
on your
lip.
Nah, it's from the salmon.
It's a constant roast, huh, cuz?
Fuck y'all, man. We having a cookout Labor Day.
Yes, I can't wait.
You know what I'm saying? We have a cookout.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're
going to do an episode that day. Y'all down or no? Y'all want to do an episode?
I can't
day?
Wait for that, Lord. I'm specially delivering.
Yo.
I'm driving the bacon
from
New York.
We got the whole salmon coming from fucking Seattle, nigga.
It is.
With the head on it.
We ain't getting none last time.
Cut it and fillet it ourselves.
I got to make sure we here. We did not get any last time.
Oh, the salmon?
I was very upset about that.
Oh, yeah,
that got going.
Yeah, you fucked up. How you missed that?
We was running late. It was rain. The weather was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it did rain and shit. It was great, though.
I know, that's why we're going to make sure we here.
You better be. You fucking better be. Yo,
just
shout out
this guy.
Shout out to the Ville, East Side, what up? West Side, South Side, North Side, Hope Mills, what up? Fort Bragg, what up? Indianapolis, what up? Charlotte, what up? Raleigh, Durham. Oh, little brother and them came out with an album. Rhapsody did too. Y'all probably ain't hear none of that shit though. Y'all trash. But anyway,
here we go.
New York, what up? White Plains,
all that West shit. Chester. Houston, yo, Houston is showing up faithfully. What up? I don't know who the fuck, but thank you. Just everybody that fuck with us, thank you. And if you don't, if fuck you, it's cool. You will be. So,
damn.
Why you?
Just very disrespectful.
You said what?
Very disrespectful, man.
That's not disrespectful.
I mean, I was keeping it a band.
I'm just letting them know, you know. Eventually you will. It's cool, whatever. Jeezy album.
Cowboy Boots.
I like one song.
Out the whole album?
Like, I don't know. That's my it's my favorite. Oh. So I couldn't get through the whole album. It was straight. I listened to it, but only once.
It was just straight, right?
Yeah, it ain't.
But let me ask you this. Did the title fit the songs?
I don't believe so.
Oh, I like
it. I'm going to tell you what I didn't like.
Okay,
and maybe it's just me. What threw me off from jump was the picture.
Oh, the old picture?
Like, it looked like it was like...
I like that.
Airbrushed
though.
Or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's an old
okay,
picture
okay.
of him.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit hard to
all right,
me.
That's,
like
what
that.
I, that's what I thought. So that threw me off a little bit. So I was like, all right. So I was
Reason
like, okay. So
like
I was Boulay? Like,
it's,
no. So I was like, no. Like so it was going to be, I thought it was going to be like, you know, a tribute.
Album.
Like it was going to be
The album is the
a
legend.
A tribute to the throwback. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The legend of the snowman. That's
and
why
I thought it was
going to
be more like a continuance, and I didn't feel like it was.
I feel what you're saying, though, with the picture. I feel like you was in that mindset, like, yeah, he about to go back.
Yeah.
But still with the new,
and,
you know what I'm saying, with these new
yeah,
beats. Probably.
And it just, it didn't go. Look Like is my favorite one, though. Then I get to CeeLo him with him in that song Already Rich, and then after that I kind of like tune out a little bit. I think you got one called One Time. I listened to that one. Mm-hmm. Like I tried to listen to it because I know Cuz be on all the music, so I try to stay on all the music.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
in
I
case
I
ever
yeah,
was
I
to stop
like,
by,
like,
and you know y'all had.
I don't
to,
like look like I can skip look like.
See,
I know what you're
see,
about.
So
yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know. Like, what, so what you like on it?
I like Mr. Pyrex. I like.
Yeah, that's straight.
I like One Time because that's the old whole.
Yeah, that's
sample.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? White Keys. I like MLK Boulevard. 06, that shit sounds kind of dated to me. I'm tired of. Like, I mean, I know him and Ross are cool with each other, cool, but I mean, I could. I'm good on that.
I'm not really. Maybe I'm not a Ross fan.
Yeah, but Don't Make Me, that's my shit. I fucks with that one. Don't Forget. I mean, he got some joints I like, but it does, to me, it doesn't deserve the Thug Motivation name. That's just how I feel about it. Like, you can't, don't put that stamp on there, man. You fucking up the stamp, man.
Have y'all listened to it?
I done listened to that shit about five times.
I don't know the, like, I don't know the names, so...
Yeah,
it was like one song
I've listened
that was
to
good.
It twice, and like I said, I couldn't get through it the whole time. The second
I'm
time,
I'm a big Jeezy fan.
It was one that was good. I like him and Meek. Him and Rick Ross was okay, but
yeah,
it wasn't what you stamped it to be.
Yeah, the Thug Motivation,
you know what I'm saying?
Stamp.
Like,
man.
Here we go again.
The Thug Motivation stamp.
Like, I get tired of people stamping something like, and then it don't be. Like,
I expected
what we
it to
expect.
Do me like the Gucci album. I'm and supposed Gucci, to listen to it once and want to continue to listen to it again and again.
And Gucci's still putting out good quality music.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right now.
So that's what
right.
I expected for it to do for me.
Right.
And
right,
it didn't
right.
do that for me. Mm. So
it didn't give me that jump. Like, I mean, it was all right. Don't get it wrong. It was all right. But I'm just saying, for that title, you should have named it something else. Like, I feel like you should have really did your homework and chopped it up real good. But I feel like some artists just try to, like, elevate and we just not. Understanding it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we just don't understand it, but I just
hey Moses, they killing my man on the internet. They killing Jeezy
with the boots.
Nah, nigga said, nigga said, nah, look, nigga
it's
said,
designer shoes.
Nigga said, Jeezy made music for old niggas that be trying to convince the young niggas they was the man. They was the man back in 05. I had them things, nephew. Like, damn, they killing my nigga Jeezy.
That's young niggas.
Yeah, that's the young,
that's
young niggas. Them niggas that was born in 01.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
02.
We can understand
them
that.
Them niggas that saying Gunna and them is their favorite
right,
rapper.
Right?
Yeah.
Even
what?
I like Gunna too, but
I mean, yeah, but he ain't no favorite rapper. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of these rappers are hype, but I'm
call
telling you, they're not
goats.
Like
nigga. Yeah. Now he's a goat. Now.
They not, right, right. No, they right. not like what they
just misusing words.
Right, that's a fact.
Yeah, they not like they can't even do it. That's like cool. They can't even do a real freestyle. You know what I'm saying? A real, I'm talking about a real hard freestyle, not just oh fucking you bitch. Yeah, come on. anybody can say this, my nigga.
Yeah,
I'm talking about some real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like going in
yeah,
on each
like,
other. Yeah,
like made me think like, damn, that nigga had a hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no type of word.
Yeah, man. Like no. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
For that young mama, fucking aunt. What are you talking about? You gonna get murked?
Fuck your mama, fuck your aunt.
Yeah,
fuck your mama, fuck your
what? All of them. I ain't want to rap no more.
They done
ran
through the whole family. Yeah.
You see my aunt, nigga?
Yeah, she should have came in the audience. Yeah.
I don't know him.
I don't know him.
That's funny.
You stupid.
That nigga bro. Smacked for no reason.
It's supposed to be Gigi's last album too, man.
Really?
He says last album on Def Jam. That's his last album on Def Jam.
You shouldn't have did that Thug Motivation.
Who he signing with?
I don't know.
Piss me off.
But he off Def Jam.
They might have had, I don't know.
That's good.
Pissing me off saying that
I wouldn't
Thug
sign
Motivation.
With nobody. If he can't keep his master.
I'm just saying, like, do y'all remember Thug 1? Do you remember Thug 101 Motivation?
That shit's still on my thing, baby. Like,
okay, so
this album made me go listen to Thug Motivation.
How hard it was, like, when you heard it. Yeah,
Bobble Floors. I had to put Jalik on there. Yeah,
everybody had money around that time too.
Like, well, yeah, he's still on my playlist.
Okay, listen, where was that feeling in this one?
It's not there.
Nowhere.
It's not there.
So what? You see what I'm saying?
You ain't motivating me, Jeezy. And you one of my favorite. You one of my favorites in the South. Like, I'm die hard. I remember seeing Jeezy at Federal State with T.I. concert. When he came through, I'm talking about with the fucking black bandana, the black Dickies, the black Chucks, with the shades on, with the snowman chain. Oh, that was a real snowman, my nigga. That was a real snowman, my nigga.
I just feel like he's still a snowman. He's just different. But at the same time, you got these old dudes like tripping out. Yeah, Jeezy back. Yeah. No.
I mean, nah.
No. I had them things, nephew.
Yeah. Sick of Uncle talking about that shit.
Bro. Right. Like, Uncle, I got
now
him
I gotta
too.
Go back and listen to the song said.
But it's still a good album, though. It's still a good album. I like it. It's just that it shouldn't have been named Thug Motivation. Where the fuck we at with this shit? Oh, fuck you white boys. I got them loud ass pipes that you ain't going nowhere and your shit tilt in the back on your truck. Oh, that shit makes no sense. Like, y'all just mashing the gas and you don't even go fast and that shit is just extra fucking loud for no reason.
Shit annoying.
Popping ears and all that type of stupid ass shit. Yo, fuck y'all.
That's how the white people feel about y'all dumb niggas with all that bass in your trunk riding around.
Yeah, y'all dumb sounds niggas that got y'all bass too in y'all trunk. Yeah, fuck y'all too, cause I don't got that. So I'm with
it's
that.
2000.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What up?
So it's you just 2019
niggas with systems in their trunk.
I'm just talking shit.
Okay. Cause I sure can't wait. We know a couple niggas with systems in their
shout out my niggas with all the bass in the trunk.
Right, get out of here. You got the factory system, nigga.
I definitely do.
So no you talk that about yourself.
Shut the fuck up.
You stupid. You be sitting there bumping your shit, you stupid. And you fuck on your knee, you be bumping you sitting up there.
Oh my God. Yo, they pushing the Harry Tubman $20 bill back, man.
I'm fucking pissed.
It's supposed to come out next year, 2020.
They're gonna push
the shit back to 2020.
Of course they pushing it.
Why
are
you so mad about
that? They keep pushing
it.
They
don't want a black face.
Man, they don't
want to
put it out.
Uh-huh. You don't want a black face on the bill, huh?
You not surprised?
Niggas can't wait to have a pocket full of Tubmans.
You know what I'm saying?
Harry.
No reason.
A pocket full of Harry.
I want all my money in Tubmans. Huh?
What up?
You better count up them Tubmans, nigga.
Yo, I don't want none of them hundreds. I want them Tubmans.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I want my check in all 20s.
You kidding me? Oh, you better give me the Tubmans.
All Tubmans, my nigga.
Yo. I mean, that is going to be dope.
That's hard,
though. When she get
pocket
on it,
full of black faces.
But you should already know though that they was gonna
the
push that back.
Yeah, they
like,
been pushing it back.
Yeah, come on. They don't
like,
want that.
They don't want that.
No,
that's not. You know
Trump,
they gonna try to
all the money
bills?
Been full of
Trump
slave owners
back
forever.
You know
like they want to keep
videos
it that way.
You know how many videos are gonna
you
be
gonna
burned
put a,
with
you gonna
the
put
bills
a bitch on here that got away from the slave owners?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna burn this bill. This is how I feel about this bill.
Yeah, they're gonna be setting money on fire, like, looking stupid. Yeah, looking stupid.
Yeah, get it. Yeah.
I wish they
going to the
start
bank just to trade their money in just to set the shit on fire. Because that's the shit
these
they do.
I don't want these. I want loans.
I set them up. Got them down here buried so they won't get it. I traded my money in.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna
I'll
get
trade some
Tubmans
with their asses. That's fine. I sure will. Just so they can burn them.
What? So they can look.
Yeah.
You go, I'm trying to get a burger. We don't carry these Tubmans in here.
Nah, we don't take these 20s here.
You don't get these
Tubmans
out here.
They trying to get fucked up. We not our ancestors.
My money ain't good here.
I'm going to get a piece of that pie with this Tubman.
Right. I want a pocket full
this
of Tubmans.
This
Tubman. Man, come on.
This Benjamin Franklin only pie.
Yo, you know how many bills going to be framed up with the Tubman?
Got a pocket full of brown skins.
You hear me?
Got a pocket full of brown skins, Dave?
As soon as you come in the house, somebody got a frame full of Tubmans. Man. You got a Tubman up? Yeah, nigga.
I got Tubman. This is the first Tubman I ever got.
You got to put your first one up.
Got to.
Man, why like a rat already ate it? It did. Shit, that's why I put it up here. Fucking fell in the back.
They ain't going to make too many of these.
Yeah.
Hey, this dude.
Why your Tubman ain't got no glass? Yeah, I keep spinning it.
This dude named Dan O'Wall started creating the Tubman dollar. He put a stamp over the $20 bills with Harry Tubman's on face.
Yeah, but
shit.
It looks stupid because you still got that blonde hair in the back. Is that the one where she looked like, man, that shit looked like.
He said we need to start circulating these. Man, that shit. He said it's not illegal what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Still, not if he only just paid. He's just doing the face, right?
Yeah,
he ain't messing
doing the
with
face.
The, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't messing
he messed with the serial number. So yeah,
right,
I mean that's
right.
Accurate.
So,
that's
funny. They say these shits is starting to circulate in New York. Dave, what up? Holla at your people in New York. Who got the Tubmans in New York? They got
Tubmans.
One or two. I saved them motherfuckers.
Yeah, just saved them.
Real shit.
Yeah, the first Tubmans.
I ain't gonna front though. I want my Tubman not to have no blonde hair behind her.
They ain't trying to
no
put that in the book.
Just get one, you save it.
I feel you.
They gonna have to circulating at one point.
They gonna have to put that in the history book too.
Oh, they ain't trying to do that. They already don't want to put Obama in
that history book.
They want to put that in there.
God damn it.
That's it. They mad.
Kids mad. Yeah, I got it too. Yeah, my dad be talking about the Tubmans all the time. Yeah.
Need them Tubmans, nigga. Need them Tubmans, nigga.
I'm not allowed to have those.
Need them Tubmans, nigga. Need them Tubmans, nigga.
Kids crying because you pay them in 20s.
Your kid going to school. They said I can't pay with no Tubmans. I can't get no books.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yo, shout out to all the kids going back to school. Thank God. Badasses out of the streets
and some education.
Hopefully you ain't do no stupid shit over the summer. Hoping none of y'all done got arrested, did no foul shit. You know how these youngins are, these teenagers and all. I'm glad they going back to school, man. Shout out to y'all going back to fucking school.
I'm glad, and I'm sick of the goddamn school shopping.
Oh my God, bro, I just did school shopping today. But go ahead and explain. We can talk about that.
Fucking
Jesus
bullshit. Go to the mall is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, especially the last minute, because I already had bought the clothes, but for some reason they didn't fit. I just feel like that's bullshit. But anyways, just got him some more clothes. But still, it's like I still like to see my son though fresh though.
What grade your son going to?
I don't even know.
Oh, now how old is he?
What the fuck are you talking?
That's them not answers. Them not correct answers. Not correct answers.
I don't know.
Listen.
First of all, you should have just said something. Because don't nobody know your son. So you
he
going to the 13th grade.
You can't even guess, nigga. Like,
I'm just joking. He going to the 7th.
Yeah. Thank you,
going
man.
To the 2nd.
But that was great,
seven.
Though. Hey, Moses, that was great, though. That was great.
Yeah, like.
I mean, because you know what's
niggas
sad?
Will say that real quick. Hey, bro, what's good?
But it's niggas that don't know, though.
Yeah. They don't care, but like.
Nigga lived in the house. I got his kids some stuff for school.
Oh,
he know.
And he got that free book bag. Yeah, I went around to get that free book bag. And he got him another one. Because you just got to double up because it's crazy. You know, I know how kids is. They go through something like crazy. They don't even know what the fuck happened to them. Why you got a rip hole in? Oh, mm-hmm. No. Doing stupid shit. Got your scissors in there cutting up the whole book bag. Don't even know what the fuck you doing. So...
Man, school shopping.
It's just nice to see him prepared, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always excited to see him go to school. Just remind me of me, because we always want to be fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I try to keep him nice. You know what I'm saying? Back in my day, I couldn't pick out what the fuck I want. Luckily, I got it. Was nice, but still, like, I was like, man, I hate this shit. So I had to, like, switch up some shit. Tear up some shit. And I don't know what happened. The kids tore it up. And I tore the shit up. Like, I'm not wearing this shit around here. Like... You know what I'm saying? Like, he was killing your ass. Like, what the fuck is you wearing, bro? What is that? You're not going outside, man.
I have an older parents.
Get out of here.
They don't be knowing the vibes.
They don't care. My dad was
they
saving that money.
The vibes,
them bills, man.
Yeah.
I ain't understand that. Like, it's real life. And
yeah,
you going
it's
through
real
something,
life.
Them bills is real serious.
School I still got a young so son, so.
School shopping so goddamn expensive, man.
But, oh, yeah, it ain't no joke.
I had like two
school supplies.
Yeah, I had two aunts, so they doubled help with the shopping, so I was kind of good.
That's what's up.
So, like, that's the thing, too, like, when you got family to help out. But
oh,
if
yeah.
You ain't really got nobody, man, it's kind of hard. I don't care what you say.
Shout out to me for being blessed to still have both my parents in there.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Mm.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? They help with my son, so, you know what I mean? Shout out to them for sure.
My
OG.
Parents alive. Them niggas is MIA, so it's a blessing.
Still, God bless you, though, cuz.
Oh, yeah, I ain't worried about it. I mean, that's their loss. I ain't even gonna front. That's a fact. that's how I gotta look at it. Cause
that's a fact.
They lost right there.
Yeah, we definitely love you here at Dirty Water. So come over this motherfucker anytime you chilling, nigga. But yeah, I mean, motherfucking the fucking school shopping trash, bro. Expensive
the
as fuck.
The crowds.
That's what I'm saying.
Trash.
Like, just going around the crowds in the waiting line. Yeah, always got somebody impatient. Like, bro, everybody in line. Just be cool.
I'm just glad y'all love me.
I got to go to work too, so you know what I'm saying? God dang, man. How long was the line? You just got here.
I remember back in the day, we used to go to downtown in the city. We used to get the 25 pack of white tees. Like $20, kid.
Oh, man.
Some of them had the fucked up neck on them. But they all right, though. You got 25 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can put that underneath something. On. Yeah,
you good.
Fucking throw them shits away if you wanted to. Yeah. Shit's lit.
That's crazy.
Well, so the broke neck on.
You used to go down there and get the fake homes, the fake uptowns, the low ones.
Like, get the mids.
Yeah, nigga, them shits was hard. You get about 2-3 good wears out of them, and then after that, them bitches start turning yellow. It's a wrap. You gotta toss some shits. But you go down there, you get you a nice little pair to go out with. Niggas will step on them. You don't give a fuck. Hey, pay $40.
Hey, Dave, you remember I used to come up to New York in the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Go school shopping.
Go get those tees.
Go to Canal Street. Mm-hmm. Get all the fake Gucci and everything. Came back.
Of course.
Niggas treated me like I was wearing real Gucci, man. I'm like, why y'all doing this?
John, all of
them. All
used to be angry. Used to be angry.
But then the crazy part about
it. I knew the deal.
It looked real. Like, had
and you never lost your
it
accent.
It looked real. It had the tags and everything in it. Tags and everything.
Then, like, you never lost your accent. So that threw it off, too. So it was like, oh, yeah, he an up top nigga.
Mm.
He's fresh. I stayed with all the Harlems. I said this before, though.
Yeah, but everybody was wearing that fake shit back then. Shit was lit.
It was definitely lit.
And
man, it was a lot different than it is.
Yeah. And for them niggas listening.
The kids still wearing the little fake chains. We was out there like, the little fake chains going crazy.
And for the niggas that's listening from New York, thinking, yo, these niggas was living foul because they was wearing fake shit. I seen y'all niggas with it on too.
Niggas wearing fake shit everywhere. Fuck y'all. Yeah, fuck y'all.
Listen, it was lit.
Think that shit you want to, nigga.
When we went to Charlotte, them niggas wearing a whole lot of fake shit. I was like, nigga, the basketball shit. I was like, nah.
Everybody was at Gucci, Gucci don't even make shit like that, bro.
Man.
Yo, Gucci don't even make it in that size.
Shout out to Charlotte. You talking about All Star Weekend when we wear it, right?
Oh my god!
That nigga G's was stretched like a motherfucker.
Like, what kind of shoes?
Well, you know, it's an NBA event, so everybody had to look like they had money, some Dutch wooden shoes.
You know what I'm saying? Got Gucci
everybody
got
to try to look like they doing something.
You got Indian shoes on with Gucci on it. No,
ain't nobody regular no more. Ain't that what Gotti said?
Yeah.
Right. Why your G's 6 inches, my nigga? That's a big ass G you got.
Right.
It don't make that. The
niggas had on skinny jeans so tight they were shorts.
I can't stand that, man.
Man, you niggas see Power?
Not yet. That's why we ain't talking about it.
Next episode. Ain't seen it yet.
We gonna talk about 2 episodes, so don't ruin it for everybody.
I'm not gonna ruin it.
I unplugged this goddamn computer. You start talking to fucking Power.
You made me reach for the gun. You made me reach for the gun. Don't unplug this computer. Don't do that.
He ain't reaching for shit.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't shit.
Why would you tell like that? We all family.
No, that's Dave, man.
We ain't talking. Yeah.
Don't nobody worry about that. He ain't even move. Like what?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I understand.
Next episode, we're going to talk about 2 episodes of Power.
Oh, that's how you feel?
You
ain't even going to watch it.
I'm going to watch.
Dave don't watch shit.
I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it, man.
I told you, man. Putlocker.com.
Right.
You know, Dave a cool ass nigga. Like,
I'm gonna don't give that nigga that shit. Don't boost his head.
Cool.
I didn't watch it before it came out yet. I tried to. I fell asleep.
Oh, I thought you was lying. I didn't.
What I want to say is, it's good.
Myself be
what
cool
I want to say is, it's good.
I'm sure.
It's good.
It took me a while to get into it. Also,
getting what?
I ain't gonna fight. Power.
I was into it.
Yeah,
that's my shit. But hold on. You know what I want to talk about? Power.
What's up?
Yo, it been, what is this, the 8th season?
The 6th, bro.
Okay.
The final one, right?
It's the final too, yeah.
It's been 6 seasons. And they've been winning the whole fucking time. These niggas been having coats on the whole fucking time. This nigga 50 died. Came back, it was still winter. The fuck is going on?
It's always cold up there. That's what they're trying to tell us. That's what they're trying to tell us. Because
they always film it in the fall, Dave. You know that.
Nah, I'm saying they need to change. They should have changed that, my nigga. The sky's always gray.
You like, yo, Ghost, where your shorts at?
No, nobody got shorts. Nobody owned a short sleeve shirt or nothing.
Right.
Nobody seen a pool. You know what I mean? Sunblock don't exist.
Only got a wife beat on when they get in the shower or some shit. Right. Like,
this nigga changing clothes. It was summertime burning clothes when they
went
shit.
Back in the day.
That was back in the day. That wasn't present time. It's been 6 seasons. They've been fighting each other.
At least you know when they went back.
Dying in, is
so
still
they
winter.
Telling you back in the day it was a cool winter. Day. It's too much crime going on. It's always cold, nigga. Their heart is cold, nigga. Yeah, so it's cold.
That's in New York.
What you talking about? Why it's gonna be sunny? They killing niggas and
nah,
shit.
Nah, niggas die in the summer.
Nah,
all
niggas
day
die
long.
In the cold.
When niggas act stupid.
Yo, so I see this shit on Twitter. They said it was a picture of Michael Jordan, right? And it said if you was in a bar somewhere, you was chilling with your lady or whatever, and Michael Jordan comes and slaps your girl on the ass and laughs about it, what you gonna do? How you feel about it?
Oh, I know me. I cuss out anybody.
Right. You gonna cuss him out for slapping the ass?
Oh, yeah, that's disrespectful. I don't give a fuck who he is.
That's a fight for me, I'm just saying.
I
He's
mean,
gonna cuss him out.
I can't, I mean.
It's a fight for me.
I'm gonna try to stab him. I mean, I know I can't beat him. So the most I can do is try to stab him. And then I got this thing in my head now, so I got to be more careful about the fights I pick.
That's right.
Because in my mind, I'm 6'3".
In my mind.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't 5'4", so. Because I run up to any nigga that just look at her crazy before, but now, like, yeah, I gotta be careful. I'm going to try to stab that nigga.
It's definitely a fight, but the chances of Michael Jordan just walking around by himself without no security is
slim.
Slim to none.
I got a black girl, though. You know Jordan ain't feeling that. He don't want what I got.
Them niggas better be able to catch a bottle. You get a quick bottle or wine glass or something across your goddamn head.
Yeah, I said, I have
first of all.
Go ahead, bro.
What you gonna do?
First of all, my nigga's dead. We already seen it. We ain't even gotta be around each other. Cuckoo! That's all I'm gonna say.
That's all you gotta do?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, then.
Jordan, no Jordan. Like I said, just like a shoe, he gonna be laid out.
Boom. Just did he like even get close enough to slap him on the ass? In your scenario?
First of all, I would have seen the play as soon as that hit.
I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I felt that.
Because first, like, I ain't trying
to be
funny.
When he started walking up.
We very observant, especially in the club.
Yeah. When he started walking up, you would already know.
Okay.
That's why I said I would have cussed him out, because he wouldn't have got to that point. But yeah, I feel you.
But like, yeah, like.
So you already cuffing shorty when you see a billionaire walk through.
If he got the bodyguards, you're not probably going to pay attention. He might come through. The bodyguards come through and, you know what I'm saying, smacking from the... What the fuck? And like you said, you're going to have to fight them bodyguards.
See, I know
you
Moses is crazy. I've been knowing... Yeah, Moses is crazy.
You got to fight anybody with starch on their jeans, my nigga.
Nigga.
That nigga got starch on his jeans. Yo, you can stand his jeans up in the corner by
with
himself.
Casual shoes on.
Crazy. With flip-flops.
And white Jesus. Socks. Yeah.
Fuck Jordan.
Yeah. Even got the sandals.
Dave really
with
stands
the
by his
toe.
Fuck Jordan shit.
Yeah, he can't stand that nigga.
Why you don't like Jordan, Dave?
He don't fuck with hip-hop. Fuck Jordan, man. It's my shit. He don't fuck with niggas, man.
Jordan don't like niggas.
He don't like niggas.
Man.
He
don't
care
about us.
Fuck
yo.
Jordan,
he don't give a fuck.
Do you wear Jordans?
I don't.
You wear Jordans
be
before.
People
I have before,
like.
But I don't. I don't buy Jordans.
I ain't gonna front. I still wear them.
How we know?
Shit, they hard. I like them.
I still eat a Chick-fil-A.
You don't
they
support.
Don't like
you don't
me at
spend
all.
Money.
I would, though. I see a nice hard pair. I probably would buy them, but fuck Jordan. I said what I said, nigga.
Said what I said. Standing on it. My nigga Dave.
I've always been like that, though.
You've always been like what?
All right, so go back to you.
What?
What you going to do with Jordan?
Oh, I responded and said...
Oh, you said you was going to fight him.
Yeah. It's like, just because he can ball on me, he got hands.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You say you're going to fight him, but you got to fight the security guard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of good. Right. Well, I mean, that's why I mean, at the end of the day, lights, it is. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna have to get like, bro. You gonna like, you gonna get some war wounds. You ain't coming out there clean.
That's when you walk out, you find the closest sprinkler head, and you bust that motherfucker.
He can catch a bottle. Across that shiny ass head.
Man, you bust the sprinkler head, the sprinkler's gonna go off. Everybody get wet inside there. You leave out there nice, wet, and dry.
Let me get two Ace bottles. What you need to do? Wham! Dinner with four. He paying for them. Let's go.
How y'all feel about the Jay-Z partnership with the NFL?
I ain't mad at it, to tell you the truth. I mean, that's just
Let's
me
see
personally.
What he do.
I mean, I just wanted to see where he gonna go with it. Like, I feel like he at a point right now in his career, he ain't showed us that way he gonna sell out on us. Like,
it's just crazy. It's just crazy because a lot of people got a lot of negative energy.
And of course they do. That's just because a lot of people are ignorant and they don't know how to think past what they see. You feel what I'm saying? They don't know how to think of strategy. They don't know how to think business. Hey, we got to get our feet in there. Like he said, yeah, we was kneeling. Now somebody got to stand up and do something. Mm-hmm. So now he doing something. Mm. Like, you can't be mad at that.
Right.
Like, look at him and his wife. It's to the point now he done told the Super Bowl, I only need y'all. He done told them that. Now he coming back, and look at what he doing.
Y'all he basically said y'all need me.
Yeah, and that's what he showed them.
Yeah, I like it.
So I love it. That, yeah. Honestly, I haven't watched it since, and I love NFL. I'm going to watch it again now.
Right.
Because like you said, it's not about Cap, because everybody talking about getting Cap a job. Who's to say Cap even want to do NFL anymore?
And he settled anyway. Cap he got his money.
Cap won't kneeling because of playing. Right. He was kneeling because of injustice. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't forget why he was kneeling. And a lot of people are confused with that. They confused with that because he lost his job. But look at how many people kneeled after him and didn't lose their job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cap needs to say something. Because the only person saying something is his shorty. He's speaking up for him. He ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody knows what the fuck, how the fuck he feel, you know what I mean?
Right,
so he need to say something
and
speak his mind and shit.
I feel you.
And niggas just need to calm the fuck down, because you know, everybody just, niggas just love to be upset about anything.
Of course. You know,
Niggas be mad about Jay-Z fucking with the NFL, but they still watching the NFL.
Yeah,
right.
They ain't never stopped watching it from jump.
Exactly.
Like I stopped watching it, and the Pats, my favorite team. I know that ain't.
I'm a Giant though, so I ain't worried about that.
I don't care. We barely play each other. So
yeah, but you know, we stopped a couple of those rings.
I mean, it is what it is. We still got them. We got a little bit more than what y'all got.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So I like them, but I didn't watch it. Mm. Like the Super Bowl, I watched that, but. And it was plenty of games I wanted to see.
Right.
But that was it was they weren't trying to support what was needed to be supported. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Then it was downhill. Their shows was downhill. The people that they put in their halftime shows was trash. Like, he gonna have control over all of that. So why not?
Well, I think he gonna have say so. He ain't gonna have control over shit.
Well, enough of a say so is enough of control. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Like, he can make a difference.
But see, that's the thing, like, Let's see what he gonna do, and that's what people understand. Right. Like, be excited for upset.
Everything.
What
takes
making
time
me
anyway.
So mad is like, why are you getting mad about it? Because if a country singer or of a rock singer came up there, like, you be straight. Oh, this is exciting. Like,
right?
Nah, let him see what he gonna do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else stood up to the plate. Let him see.
Dame Dash was talking shit.
I mean, cool. Of course, but I don't know. I don't want to say he bitter, because Dame is Dame. He's funny, like.
Dame and his feelings about something.
You know what I'm saying? But so, yeah. I just feel like he just don't know yet. He just saying, like, why talk about something that y'all don't know? And he right, though.
Why you can't just
I
calm
mean,
down?
I mean, maybe he just
need to calm down.
Did you see the interview?
Dame talk a little different.
That's true,
so
too.
That's what I'm saying. He's talking different. Like, you know Dame. Like,
right.
He's person that says, go get the bag. You know what I'm saying? He always wants you to be your own person.
He said, Jay ain't shit.
But he did. He said, like, he was like,
why y'all so surprised?
Like, yeah, like, he ain't shit. Like, ain't trying to be funny. You go through the history.
Right.
And watch what he do. He just move. Right. I just feel like he just moved different. Like sound, people saying like, oh, he just did old boy wrong. Nah, it's you just grow up. Mm-hmm. That's what you gotta look at. Like he was in school. He graduated. Yeah. Let him go. You know what I'm saying? Like, let him do his thing. Y'all should have graduated with him.
Yeah, instead he kept telling you wanted to stay where you was at. Yeah. And now the only time people want to talk to you is in situations like this. That's the only time your voice is relevant. Like,
niggas
come on,
like
man.
That anytime. If you got a job, like, it gets time you got to step up. Mm-hmm. Just can't stand it. You're, oh, I'm cool here. Shit, I get to chill. Fuck that. Can't chill all the time.
Yo, shout out.
It's time to go to work.
Shout out to the transgender woman. Remember we talked about earlier in our episodes about she wanted to be moved to a woman's jail. Well, he wanted. Well, got that granted.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. You know
I mean, because that's crazy.
I told you. Because yeah. Niggas was going crazy in it
right here in North Carolina.
Because wasn't
I'm
she
gonna
like
kill three of these niggas if you don't let in here?
Nah.
She was pre-op, right? But it was top. Was already transition.
Yeah.
So it was enough transition for her to be a she.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you know it's stages right? You got to go through that, right? Like you got to go through psychological stages.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
then you got to get like your name legally changed. Like the like you said. Yeah.
Don't they got medicine? That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Like, it's gonna be like the real thing.
The only part that needs to matter in jail is whether you got a vagina or not.
Because
if you got a vagina and they put you in a man jail, it's going down in there.
If they put you in a men jail and you got breasts?
A breast and vagina? A breast is fine. You getting penetrated in jail, dogs.
Getting penetrated if you got breasts in jail.
Nigga, yeah, all that. Listen, you getting penetrated if you don't got breasts.
That's all
exactly.
Nigga, I'm about to tell you, they don't care.
It's lit. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So
if it have breasts in it, then you finish it. They want to love it anyway.
Yeah, she like, coming in there, the top half is a sheet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a wrap.
Mine got breasts anyway. Yours ain't got no breasts.
With your breasts. Yeah, I mean, my celly got titties, nigga.
Yeah, they lit in here. Yeah, so that's what's up for her.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Well, yo, this is
shout out to her. I'm glad she got a bad.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. That's what's up.
Yeah, we're getting the fuck out of here. This motherfucker episode 40. I ain't fucking with these niggas. Man.
Shim got out of there. Man. Shim got out straight out of there.
Nah, we took a week off. We back. Here we are. Motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. We on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
Here we go.
Dave.
Yeah, Dirty Water Dave B. Instagram.
Shout out to my niece too out there in Knightdale. She's 13 years old and she just started her own cosmetic line called MAP Lips. So she has her own, you know, lipstick and all that type of shit going on.
That's what's up.
Okay. That's what you get the bacon flavored lip balm from.
You know what?
Shout out to Cuz. She always makes something good for her uncle.
I hate this nigga. Yeah, right. Shout out to you, niece. Yo, love you. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Congratulations.
Black on, you heard?
13 years old. That's crazy.
That's
man.
What's up.
I love it.
Proud
on the right
you.
Path.
Dirty Water.
On a good path.
Dirtiest water.
Yeah, Dirty Water fucking podcast. We out this bitch, episode 40.
Word. Can you